In the early 2000s, North Carolina experienced a surge in meth use. The state combated that surge by restricting the sale of Sudafed and other over-the-counter drugs that contain precursors for meth. The numbers fell and then began creeping up again almost immediately. 157 meth lab busts in 2007, 235 in 2010, and then 460 last year.
Meth, for whatever reason, is really hit here and kind of taking a hold here lately.
Rowan County Detective Kevin Black says drug makers are circumventing the restrictions on precursors. Instead of large labs, think TV shows like Breaking Bad, they're cooking small amounts in 2-liter soda jugs. It's called the shake and bake or one pot method.
It's easier for them to do and it's easier for them to conceal opposed to a large scale operation where you would have, you know, like an outbuilding or a couple rooms in your house dedicated to the traditional way that we used to see them cook.
And it's still highly explosive. Black says his department caught a man this year who lit himself on fire cooking meth while driving his car. Most of the busts in Lincoln County have been of people using the one-pot method, says Sheriff David Carpenter. But he attributes the big jump in arrests in his county to a new way of tracking who's buying precursors.
They're using a national database to do that and actually obtaining the information fairly quickly and then going to the homes of these individuals and question them about what they're doing and doing searches at their homes.
Carpenter says his officers began using the database this year. So when you see meth busts more than doubled over the past 2 years, it's probably a combination of more demand, more cooks making smaller amounts, and more thorough investigations. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.